Hi everyone, welcome back to RE Podcast, where we talk about Jesus, the gospel, and how we can follow him every day.
I'm Evelyn, and I'm so glad you're here.
And I'm Eleanor. We've got something exciting this week. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity.
Let's start with a prayer.
Dear God, open up our hearts as we listen to your word. Help us understand the message of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Here's what Jesus says in this week's Gospel. I still have many things to say to you, but they would be too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth. He will glorify me, since all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Everything the Father has is mine. That's why I said, all he tells you will be taken from what is mine.
Jesus is saying he's not finished teaching yet, but he'll send someone special to help.
Who is Jesus talking about when he says, the Spirit of truth?
He means the Holy Spirit. After Jesus went back to heaven, the Holy Spirit came to guide the disciples.
Right. The Spirit helps us understand things that might be too hard to understand on our own.
So when we feel confused or unsure, we can pray to the Holy Spirit to help us?
Exactly. The Holy Spirit brings us wisdom and courage.
Here's a question for everyone listening. When have you needed help understanding something important? Did you pray or ask for God to help?
It's good to remember that we're never alone. The Holy Spirit is always ready to help.
And guess what? This Sunday, the church celebrates the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity.
That means we celebrate who God is. One God in three persons. The Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
It's like a triangle, three sides but one shape. God is three persons but one God.
The Father created us, Jesus, the Son, came to save us, and the Holy Spirit lives in us and guides us.
They're always working together in love. That's what the Trinity is, a family of love, and we're invited to be a part of it.
So what can we do this week to live like people who follow the Trinity?
We can ask the Holy Spirit to guide us when we're not sure what's right.
We can try to share love like Jesus did, with kindness, forgiveness and courage.
And we can thank God the Father every day for giving us what we need.
Let's choose one thing to do this week, to grow in truth and love, just like Jesus asked.
Let's finish with a prayer to the Trinity.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Holy Trinity, help us to live in your love. Thank you for being our God. One in three persons, help us to listen to the Spirit. Follow Jesus and love like the Father. Amen.
Thanks for joining us this week.
Remember, the Holy Spirit is your helper, always ready to guide you in the truth.
And this Sunday, celebrate the love of the Trinity, God's amazing family of love.
Bye, and God bless.